Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Donald. It's Lisa calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I believe it's a good time to discuss the process and everything today.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, first of all, I need to know if you have logged into the portal called Creative Design Agency.
I have not.
Okay, can you really quickly open up your email? You should have an email from Creative Design Agency in your inbox. And the email address associated is dsalt1203@msn.com.
Okay. I just opened up my computer and it looks like there's a loading level
Okay.
going on. So it might take a second here before it opens up.
Sure, that's not a problem. Meanwhile, you can tell me a bit about the book.
Okay, have you talked to my mother?
No, I have not. I was actually looking to talk to you first and then call her. I actually don't have a number as well, so I would need that from you.
Okay. Basically, we hired you to write it for my mother. It was
Okay.
going to be a memoir, just of her life. She lives in Canada. She's lived in Canada for the past 50, 60, 70 years, I guess. I'm not
Wow.
sure. I'll have to go over numbers with her. And she was born in Sweden, and she immigrated to Canada. She first came into the United States, and I don't think she had her papers, so they put her in a small jail for a little bit when she was, 10 or 9 or something.
Oh my God, I'm so
And
sorry.
then it's but that's kind of a neat part of the book is that, as a little kid, she ended up, and her father was a really hardworking Swede, and he worked at jobs for, like, I think at one job he worked for 3 years, and he wasn't paid a penny. The people stole from him, and so basically the book's about my grandpa and my mom and about her life. No, not so much about my grandpa, but just of my mom and her life. And she's getting up there. She's 83. Are you the author?
I'll be the project manager, so yes, she'll be doing most of the talking with me.
Okay, so she's 83. She's quite, she worked as an accountant, and she has quite a bit of, knowledge on the computer. But I think that we'll be able to get more information from her by phone.
Okay,
And
all
so
right.
and so, but you know, I'm going to we were talking, and she was it's basically the book's just about her life and growing up as a kid and moving to Canada. And it's more of a memoir, I guess. Yeah, it'll just it's just the towns that she lived in. And when she was young, she never grew up in her home. She was put into other homes, and she had like the wicked stepmother, and it's basically just little memories that she's had growing up. And she was a really good kid that, you know, didn't get into any trouble. And she did a few things that are really memorable that I think that it would be nice to have in a book. And you know, she's really excited about this.
That's great. I think I should call her up and discuss the book with her then. Will she be filling out brief forms, or would you do that?
She's going to do everything.
Okay.
I basically funded the, you know, funded the book for her as a present. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I talked to the guy he was, there's so many of you book writers out there, and I started getting flooded with, you know, Bookworth and all these different people. And he was really thorough with his, you know, everything. He was really, a good guy. And so I went with you guys because of that, because I,
thank you.
I felt he was, you know, he was just thorough and slow. And a lot of times, you know, people can't hear properly, or they need a chance to remember something. And so it was nice to talk to him. And he called back a few times before, before it came down. Okay, my computer is slowly starting to.
Okay. All right, well, I completely understand that you need someone patient to work with your mom, because, of course, we will need to extract all the information from her since it's her book. But I would like to walk you through the process so you understand before I begin with her. Of course, we'll be having interview sessions with her in order to extract the information. And initially, on the initial level, what happens is that whenever a customer signs up, they are required to fill out a brief form, provide maximum information that they can about the book or the concept of the book, and then a team is assigned to work on an outline first. An outline is basically a layout of the entire book in which we break down the chapters according to the topics or subtopics. All right, so let's just say, for example, if we are having 30 years of a life or 20 years of a life, how will those 20 years be broken down into chapters? It's just a vague example that I'm giving you in order for you to understand what an outline is. So once we have an outline ready with the chapter descriptions and a little summary along with that, in order to define the topics that we'll be discussing in those particular chapters, then we start the actual writing, starting from chapter one or prologue or an introduction. You with me?
Definitely.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I believe I will have to call her up and get more information from her so we can start drafting up the outline then.
Yep, that sounds great.
Okay, perfect. So I don't have to sign you up on the portal. I believe she would be more comfortable working via email rather than the portal. What do you suggest?
What's the portal?
The portal is basically an online website where we have created your account, and we keep all the record there in terms of communication and the deliveries, just to provide a secure medium of communication. But I'm not sure if she can handle the portal. That's why I needed to know from you if email would be, you know, much more easier for her.
Yeah, you'll have to go over that with her. And, you know, just make sure that you know, you speak slowly and she understands everything, you know, that's involved in it. And she'd be more one to ask that on how a portal works. I'm on my email, and I'm looking What would it be under?
Creative Design Agency. And it must be sent to you on Friday.
I got one on Thursday from Gnome Book Writing from Danielle.
No, not that one. The email from the portal will be to get you started. So do you mind doing me a favor? Check your spam box as well. Sometimes, you know, when we're sending an email or an invitation for the first time, it goes to the spam box.
Okay, and that was Friday you sent it, right?
Yes.
Lisa Taylor.
Yes. Did you find it?
I did.
Okay, perfect. Now, it's going to give you a link to sign up on the website. Did you find that where it says get started or sign up, anything like that?
Yeah, there's welcome, book cover design, ghostwriting.
Yes, that's the brief form.
The book cover design?
Yes, the book cover design is the brief form for the book cover, and then there's another attachment to it that says no book writing, ghostwriting services. So that's for the writing part. I am assuming that I will have to just call your mom and get this information from her, because I don't think you'll be able to pull this up for me, right?
Yeah, no, it's all with her.
Okay,
she would
can
be
I
the
have
person.
Her number, please? Her working number?
Okay, I'm on my phone, so if we disconnect, call me right back.
Okay, all right.
Okay, it's area code 604-385-2788.
Okay, so the number is 604-385-2788. Is that correct?
No.
Okay, and a working email address for her?
Okay, 385-2788. Is that correct?
Yes, 604-385-2788, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then I have a cell phone.
Okay.
And I put that in. Okay, I'm sorry I'm taking my time here, but
that's all right. Take time.
And things like you said you said like the book design and stuff. She'll have some time to kind of, you know, maybe give me a call and ask my position on some stuff, right?
I'm not sure if I understand the question.
Well, like when you say, if you ask her a question like, what kind of book design do you want?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we both don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to, you know, you'd explain it to us, and then she might go, oh, I want to ask my son.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have time to interact that way, right?
Yes, of course, of course. That completely depends on her pace, okay? So we're not going to rush her. We'll work according to her pace. We'll give her time, sufficient time to think her thoughts thoroughly before every session. We're going to give her sufficient time just to know that she's ready to talk about it. And whenever we send her something to review for approval, we'll give her sufficient time to review it, maybe consult with you, and then get back to us. So no worries on that.
Excellent. Okay, and then her cell phone number?
Yes.
Is 250-8885.
Mm-hmm.
6287.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. It's 250-885-6287, right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Now, can you also provide a working email for her?
Okay, it is. You'll have to get that from her.
Okay. All right. Then let me just call her directly, and I will discuss the rest with her, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Donald. I will keep you in CC whenever I send her an email, so you have a track of the progress as well, okay?
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have yourself a wonderful day. Let me call her now.
Okay. You also appreciate that.
Before we go, Donald, what's her name?
Oh, it's Ruth Salt, R-U-T-H, and then Salt, S-A-L-T, like salt and pepper.
Gotcha. Thank you so much for that. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye.